monkeys found down on Broadway.
Salem's truest stadium on a potentially really, really big night for the Brooklyn Cyclones. It is game four of a six-game set between the Cyclones and the Winston-Salem Dash, the Chicago White Sox affiliate that has been down here for a couple of years. And it's been a really awesome week so far for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Clones have won the first three games. And tonight, it is game four, turning to Jeffrey Colon on the mound against Luis Moncada, who gets the baseball for the White Sox affiliate. That's coming up at 7 o'clock, but the pregame show today takes you all the way up to our first pitch, a conversation with birthday boy, bench coach Chris Newell. A look down on the farm and his starting lineups. But the biggest news to share today is that the Cyclones potentially can clinch a playoff spot tonight. Now they need to win, and Hudson Valley needs to lose. The Renegades are playing in Wilmington, Delaware against the Blue Rocks because Brooklyn has a game and a half lead with three games to play. So just jump forward. Cyclones win, Renegades lose. Brooklyn is now 2.5 up with two to play. So the Renegades could never catch up. That is why it's possible tonight. And also, keep in the back of your mind, if the complete opposite happens and the Cyclones lose and the Renegades win, it's not as if the Renegades are in. Cyclones still have opportunities this weekend to get the job done and get in to the playoffs. But today is the first day that it could happen. 3 hours from now, we might know a whole lot more. There'll be plans to change for next week and the playoffs and hotels and buses and certainly some bubbly in the clubhouse if it all comes to fruition for the Cyclones tonight. But really right now, Brooklyn is playing not just the best baseball it has played all year. Right now, they're the best team in the league by far. The Cyclones have won 8 of the last 10 games. They've won the first 3 of this series, and they are 13-2 in the last 15 games. I mean, that is not a baseball team's record, That is the record that Alabama football has in 15 games. But Brooklyn has been playing that well over the last 2 weeks, and it's credit to a lot of different sides of the ball kind of thing. The pitching staff and the defensive side of things, they are keeping teams at an all-time low. Meanwhile, the offense, which was not very good for the first few months of the year, is turning it on when it matters most. So it's pitching and defense, it's hitting, it's the clubhouse, it's the ability to show up every day and want to continue playing, want to play well. And the other part of that is having a target on your back and knowing that, hey, we need to win to stay alive. A lot of teams tense up, pressure's on, and Brooklyn has won the first three of this series. So a lot of things are going right. Again, you're never quite certain in this game until it is all the way figured out. Cyclones are certainly not ready yet to pop that champagne. They need to win. And if they win and the Renegades win today, Brooklyn just has to win tomorrow or on Sunday to close it out. So a lot more to come on the pregame show, including that aforementioned conversation with the Cyclones bench coach Chris Newell. That is next as our pregame rolls on. My name is Keith Rad, by the way. This is the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Happy Friday and welcome back to Truist Stadium. Our pregame show continues on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. And in the dugout before the game with the birthday boy, bench coach, first base coach Chris Newell, who turns 49 years young today. First of all, happy birthday. How you feeling?
I feel great. Thanks, Keith. Just another day, as my dad would say. Lucky to be here.
You've been a baseball lifer. What does kind of today mean to you as another day of life, another year of life? And you've just been doing this for a very long time.
I have been. I've been very blessed, to say the least. But, you know, I like this time of year because we're on the verge of hopefully clinching a division championship. And, you know, knock on some wood here, Keith, but September 9th has been a very good day in clinching championships and best records and things like that in my life. So hopefully today is no different.
You had a lot of indie ball success as a manager, a couple championships. So you've kind of gotten the buzz of a good clubhouse at this time of the year. I asked Louie yesterday how he was able to kind of keep the team so focused and loose, yet still so hot. We have won 13 of the last 15 games. What all goes into that? How is the clubhouse feeling, and how do you kind of operate it at this time of the year?
Well, it's always better when you're playing for something, and with what's at stake, we've been very lucky collectively to be in this spot. But, you know, it's a testament to the players that we have. It's a testament to the scouts who have drafted and signed these guys, because makeup is so much a part of success at any level, but especially this level moving forward. And, you know, it's a great clubhouse. These guys know what's at stake. We keep it loose. You know me. I'm always joking around and having a good time. But these guys know when to turn the switch on, and they know when to turn it off. And again, that's a beautiful thing moving into this time of year.
It's kind of an unfair question, but is there one or two things, like you said, that you notice about a group of guys that gets them to the promised land kind of thing, or at least close to it?
How they deal with failure. I've always said, how we deal with failure is ultimately how we're going to be successful. And, you know, the breaks weren't necessarily going our way early on. We weren't creating our own breaks. We weren't taking advantage of the breaks that were presented our way early on. And how we dealt with that adversity, if you will, has ultimately culminated why we're here today, because they dealt with that stuff the right way, and they're getting it done now.
There has been some help that's come up, and Alex Ramirez, a Stanley Consuegra, guys on the pitching side. But you look at a Matt Rudick or a JT Schwartz or a Jose Peraza, guys that have been here since day one that had those struggles in April and May. What does it say about them that at the end of the year they're playing their best baseball?
It's not how you start. It's how you finish. And, you know, we're talking about three professionals in every sense of the word right there, guys who have grinded it out, learned from their mistakes, learned from their failures, and they've dealt with their failures the right way, and that's why they're they've put us on our back, if you will, and the pitching help, again, that's a testament to our pitching staff and our coordinators and everybody and our farm directors and getting us the best available players who can help us win, and we're here today talking about it.
How do you feel that you've best rubbed off on the team?
Yeah, I just think my experience, my mindset. I'm always talking about being at our very best, but I'm also keeping things very loose. I've got an open door policy. I think my relationship with the players is something that I've always taken pride in, from when I started till now. This is a player's game, and it's a hell of a lot harder than what people think it is. And my job, I think, has always been to keep them loose, keep them focused, but most importantly, keep them confident.
Last question. I know that, you, like we said, you have the indie ball background and the affiliated background. It's a little bit of a different game sometimes, maybe not totally about winning here like it is in indie ball. But now at the end of the year, how can you and Louie and AJ manage the bullpen, manage to win, and make some changes that you might not have made in April and May, but that you can make at the end of the year?
Well, heading into spring training, all of our Zoom calls and conference calls that we had was Kevin Howard and Dickie Scott. These guys said, we're going to develop these guys from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to go win a ball game. So the winning mindset has been instilled since day one. And I've always said this, as long as that scoreboard's on, winning matters. And if the ultimate goal is to win in Queens, well, let's start winning down here so they know how to do it.
Best flavor of birthday cupcake, cake, ice cream. What is the go-to on your 49th birthday today?
I'm going to say vanilla. Yeah, my mom was a big vanilla fan, so, you know, God bless her soul. She got me into the vanilla, Keith.
Well, there's nothing vanilla about Chris Newell. He's the bench coach. We'll have more next on the pregame show as it rolls on from Truist Stadium on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclones schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Welcome back to Truist Stadium. Getting set for our 7 o'clock first pitch. It is a perfect minor league baseball night. There's a man on stilts throwing out a first pitch. Here it goes. That's a little outside, but sometimes you got to remember that this is just a game. Well, we'll take a look down at the farm in the minor leagues yesterday for the New York Mets. Triple-A Syracuse picked up a walk-off victory against Rochester. That is the Nationals affiliate. 2-1 in 10 innings. And it was Dom Smith who had the sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th inning to win the game. Jose Buteau had a really good night, though, on the mound. Former Cyclone who actually made his big league debut a couple weeks ago. He went 7 shutout innings, lowering his ERA in Syracuse to 3 and change. Meanwhile, Luis Guillorme making his way back to the big leagues. He went 6 innings at shortstop. That was the second game of his rehab. Today, the series continues in Syracuse at NBT Bank Stadium. It's Jesus Vargas against Rochester. Double-A Binghamton lost to Portland in a squeaker, 4-3. Ronnie Mauricio, who had a another big night yesterday. 2 hits, a double, an RBI. He actually leads the Mets minor leaguers with 80 runs driven in and 50 extra base hits. And our old buddy Grant Hartwig, who joined the Cyclones for a good chunk of the year this year, has a .90 ERA since he was sent from the Cyclones up to Binghamton. Grant has given up 2 runs in 20 innings. Not bad. He's actually a top 30 prospect in the organization. Tonight, Garrison Bryant is on the mound, a New England native pitching in New England at Portland. That is the Boston Red Sox affiliate. And poor St. Lucie, those guys at low A, had another doubleheader postponed yesterday. They were scheduled to play a doubleheader today, and they at least started game one. They made it to the bottom of the fourth inning, and it is delayed again on the road in Fort Myers. So tough league down there just to kind of get off the ground sometimes with all that rain. Mets, by the way, after an off day yesterday, are back in action tonight, taking on the Miami Marlins in Florida. David Peterson on the mound against Edward Cabrera. Mets enter that game a half game ahead of the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta opens up a series on the road out west in Seattle. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game in Winston-Salem, brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn, well, that's a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. The Cyclones, game and a half lead over Hudson Valley, a first-place spot right now in the second half of the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Clones come in that second half at 39-24. A really good west watermark in the second half at 15 games over, and overall at 9 games over at 69-60. Matt Rudick leads off. He's in left field. The right fielder, Alex Ramirez, bats second. J.T. Schwartz hits third, plays first base. Jose Peroza hits cleanup and plays second base. Center fielder tonight, that's Stanley Consuegra. He bats fifth. Jose Mena does the catching tonight. Third baseman William Lugo bats behind him in the seventh spot. Joe Swazi gets the start as the DH, batting eighth. And the shortstop, nine man, Shervin Newton, rounds out the Brooklyn lineup, with Jeffrey Colon making the start tonight, his first one ever against Winston-Salem. One more time for the Cyclones. It's Rudick in left, Ramirez in right, Schwartz at first, Peroza at second, Consuegra in center, Mena the catcher, Lugo at third, Swazi the DH, and Newton at short. Now for the Dash, the White Sox affiliate, 23-40, 56-73 overall. They are way out of it. 14 and a half games back of first place Rome in the South. The Dash left fielder, Cabrera Weaver, leads things off. Andy Atwood bats behind him, batting second and playing shortstop. Second baseman, that is Alstander Womack, the son of World Series champion with the Diamondbacks, Tony Womack. Alstander, though, bats third. Colby Smelly, the DH, hits cleanup. Ben Norman, the big lefty right fielder, follows him in the five spot. Six hitter, that's the catcher, Ivan Gonzalez. Harvin Mendoza plays first base, bats seventh. Jason Matthews behind him, playing third. James Beard, the center fielder, bats ninth. With the starter, Luis Moncada, on the mound. One more time for the Dash. It's Weaver in left, Atwood at short, Womack at second, Smelly the DH, Norman in right, Gonzalez the catcher, Mendoza at first, Matthews at third, and Beard in center. Tonight so far is the most bustling night of all as far as the crowd. A lot of buzz in the stadium with a Friday night. It's always tough when everyone's back at school and the minor leagues are playing a little bit later on this year. Usually wrap up by Labor Day, which is when school is starting. So it's good to see the big crowd come out tonight at Truist Stadium on a 76-degree night. Not much humidity. It really is perfect weather. So we'll take one final break. But when we get back from Truist Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, it is game four. Brooklyn Cyclones baseball against the Winston-Salem Dash right after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line. It is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch. Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Truist Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game four of a six-game series against the Winston-Salem Dash, the high affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. And a happy Friday to you, wherever you may be listening tonight. My name is Keith Rad from the Catbird Seat right behind home plate at Truist Stadium. It is a beautiful 76-degree night, and it is a night where there could be some champagne flowing for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Do need a little bit of help, but Brooklyn right now has a 1.5 game lead over Hudson Valley for that final playoff spot in the North Division with 3 games to play. So if the Cyclones win tonight and the Renegades lose tonight in Wilmington, Brooklyn is in to the postseason. Easier said than done, and I'll tell you why. It's 2-0 Renegades in the top of the second inning in Wilmington. The Yankees affiliate is not going to go quiet, and they certainly want to make sure that they can put their best foot forward and give the Cyclones a fight to the bitter, bitter end. But Brooklyn has been amazing. 3 wins in a row this week with a target on their back, knowing they have to stay in first place. Renegades, you know, they're looking for Brooklyn to lose games for them to have an opportunity. The Cyclones just have not done that. Brooklyn is 13-2 in its last 15 games. A lot has gone right. So Matt Rudick leads off for the Cyclones. Lefty batter against the lefty starter for Winston-Salem, Luis Moncada. Here's his first pitch of the ball game, and it's a little inside for ball one. So far, the best crowd of the week. It is a Friday. Here comes the 1-0 to Matt. And the big bending breaking ball hits the knees on the inside corner to even the count. Fans still filing in. You can see him coming in the left field gate, the right field gate here at Truist. 1-1. Another soft curveball down and away at 77 miles an hour. It's 2 balls and a strike. Moncada, big kid, 6'1", 210 pounds. Next pitch. Chop foul up the first baseline. 2-2. Rudick hitting a 241. 3 homers, 28 RBIs, and a 367 on base. Climbs back in, keeps his toes right near that chalk on top of the plate. 2-2. Grounded foul towards the Winston-Salem dugout. That's along the first base side. The Dash, the White Sox affiliate, wears a white top, white pants, black socks, black hat with a purple brim. 2-2 to Rudy. And he chops it weakly towards the mound. Here comes Matthews from third base to field and fire in time. One away. So Matthews makes a nice play. Rudick chopped it to the third base side of the mound. Moncada flung his glove at it, but it bounded underneath him, and Matthews was right behind him to make the play. One down, top of the first inning for Alex Ramirez. Pitch to the righty. And Ramirez takes the fastball a little low for ball one. So Matthews just made that play. He's at third. Andy Atwood at short. Alexander Womack at second. Harvin Mendoza at first. 1-0. Missed this up and away for ball two. Ivan Gonzalez catches. The guys in the grass in the outfield. Cabrera Weaver in left. James Beard in center. Ben Norman in right. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Ramirez a total sellout for the fastball. And he got the curveball at 76 in the dirt. So he went fishing. And the helmet popped up and right back down. 2-1. Driven in the air to deep right center field. Norman back. He turns and looks. And this one is off the top of the wall. Norman Fields throws to second base. Ramirez slides in head first, safe with a double. Very close to right field where there is a yellow line and a railing above it. And the base umpire, Lane Culliver, wiped out the home run. It was a safe call, basically. Said the ball was playable. And Ramirez ends up at second base with an opposite field double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. So Alex is at 265, 5 homers, 32 RBIs, a 318 on base, and his 17th Brooklyn double. Chance to take the lead. Here's JT Schwartz. Runner at second, one out. First pitch. Front door curveball misses up and in for ball one. Well, Ramirez leads all Mets minor leaguers in doubles. So tack another one on to an already amazing year for the 19-year-old, number 4 Mets prospect. Pitch. Schwartz, half swing into a full swing for a strike on a breaker. That was Ramirez's 30th double. Kid is 19 years old. And you look at him, he's a string bean, still has a long way to go. So just think of the potential. 1-1. Schwartz cuts and misses. Moncada hits the fastball on the inside corner at 91. And it's 1-2. Schwartz hitting at 275. The on base up to 357. 6 homers, 48 driven in. No score, top of the first. Runner at second base, one out. Pitch. In the dirt, down and away. Good stop from Gonzalez, the catcher, sliding to his right, left, excuse me, and it's 2-2. Moncada from Zulia, Venezuela, former Tampa Bay Rays farmhand, elected free agency at the end of 2021. 2-2. Line drive to the shortstop. Atwood makes the catch, and Ramirez retreats to second base. That line drive went maybe 2 feet over Alex's head, taking his lead off second, and Atwood, keeping the runner close with a lefty at the plate, is shaded up the middle. And so that one went right over Alex's head into Atwood's glove, and Ramirez is able to get back to second base safely. So Moncada trying to tighten up. Two down, runner at second. Here's Peroza, righty batter. First pitch. Breaking ball rolled over, foul down third. Peroza up to 261. This is a guy whose batting average in early July was at 199. He's up to 261, 8 homers, 49 RBIs, and a 348 on base. The 0-1. Grounded foul again down third, strike two. Moncada, 24 years old, so he's certainly been around. First year in the White Sox system. He's set chin high. A look at second. Back home. Back at second. The 0-2. Flied in the air down the right field line. Norman comes waltzing over. He makes the catch off the left side of his body to end the inning. So Ramirez doubles, and I tell you what, by inches, just missed a solo home run to right center field. And Brooklyn goes down scoreless in the top of the first. Jeffrey Colon to the mound for his turn. Bottom one as Winston Salem comes to the plate. We're back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob deGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
We head to the bottom of the first at Truist Stadium, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, home of the Dash. White Sox affiliate comes to the plate against Brooklyn right-hander Jeffrey Colon. So Colon seeing these guys for the first time this year. Jeffrey's still kind of a baby to high A. 22-year-old makes his sixth appearance and third start. First pitch to Cabrera Weaver. The righty cuts and misses at the inside fastball. Strike one. Colon coming in 93 miles an hour. Not a big guy, Colon. 6'1", 175 pounds. High kick, 0-1. Slider stays up on him. One ball, one strike. So Weaver hitting as the leadoff guy. They have Andy Atwood in the lineup tonight, but he's batting second. Atwood's certainly been good. Weaver leading off for the first time this week. 1-1. Colon misses upstairs with the fastball. Two balls and a strike. Weaver at 167, three homers, 15 RBIs, and a 247 on base. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Colon put it there on the inside corner. And Weaver just couldn't touch it. Jeffrey with a 27% strikeout rate. Walk rate at 8.5%. The FIP at 3.99. 2-2. Breaking ball, fouled back. So while the FIP is pretty high, it is coming down closer to his gorgeously low microscopic ERA. 1.47. Jeffrey has allowed three earned runs in 18 innings with Brooklyn. Turns the hips, the 2-2. Weaver cuts and misses. Colon starts off his night with a strikeout. One away in the bottom of the first. Tonight, Matt Rudick is in left field. Stanley Consuegra in center for the first time this week. He and Ramirez flip, so Alex is in right tonight. Andy Atwood stands in. One out. First pitch. Slider cut on and miss. Couldn't hold up in the check swing. And it's nothing in one. William Lugo at third. It's Newton and Perosa up the middle. Schwartz at first. And Mena catching. The 0-1. High fly into deep right field. Ramirez towards the weirdly deep corner and right, makes the catch on the run, and there's two down. So that corner in right is
certainly been one of those head-scratchers since coming in here on Tuesday. It is 325 down the right field line, just straight out. But when you get to the wall out there with the yellow tape on it heading towards right center, it's 3 feet high. It's a big just cove out there for some strange reason. First pitch to Alexander Womack. Cologne starts with the best pitch in baseball. That is strike one. Fastball at the knees on the inside corner. No score. Bottom of the first. Base is clear. Womack, good hitter from the right side. 0-1. Slider hit to second base. Peroza scoops it up, looks to first, and sidearm slings it that way in time. Womack was at 272. 8 homers, 40 RBIs, and a 362 on base. But he is Cologne's last out of a 1-2-3 first inning. We're done with one from Winston-Salem. No score. Brooklyn and the Dash on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com. Scoreless game into the top of the second. Brooklyn back at the plate against Winston-Salem left-hander Luis Moncada. By the way, an update from Delaware. Hudson Valley has a 4-0 lead against Wilmington, bottom of the second inning. Well, Wilmington has the bases loaded and one out. So in order for the Cyclones to get into the playoffs as soon as tonight, Brooklyn has to win this game, and the Renegades have to lose against Wilmington. First one to Stanley Consuegra. He takes a bouncer in the dirt right in front of the plate. One ball, no strikes. Consuegra, righty center fielder tonight, hitting a 238. 5 homers, 27 RBIs, and a 312 on-base clip. Moncada steps back, kicks, and comes home. And the pitch caught on and missed. Low changeup. One ball, one strike. Never gave you Moncada's numbers. He had a fairly swift top of the first. 1-1. Flare towards short. Atwood goes out, leaps, and it's over his head into the grass. Base hit left field. So Consuegra is on. That's the second Cyclones hit tonight against Moncada. But Moncada's been mostly a reliever this year. He has pitched 25 times in total, just 8 as a starter. This is his third consecutive start. He went 3 at Greensboro last week, gave up 4 runs on 4 hits. Pitch to Mena. Jose takes a high fastball for ball 1. Mena hitting at 242. The righty with 8 long balls. He's knocked in 35 runs. And the on-base low at 278. 1-0. Curveball stays up on the short, stout catcher. It's ball 2. Stanley takes his lead off first. Mendoza holds him on. Moncada deals. And the pitch chop right back to the mound. Mendoza fields. Throws to second for 1. Womack, quick transfer to first. Not in time. Mena beats it out. So Jose legs out the fielder's choice. Not going to totally say that Mena's speed saved the double play.
It was just a slow roller, and Moncada kind of took his time fielding that ground ball and throwing to second base. The big guy just wanted to make sure he got it to second base accurately. Here's William Lugo, righty batter. Pitch. And that fastball just missed low and in for ball one. Scoreless game, top of the second inning. Truist Stadium in North Carolina, game four.
I'm going December 4th.
Moncada to the plate. Pitch grounded foul into the Brooklyn on deck circle, and Joe Swazi, who's standing there, made the bare hand catch. Lugo climbs in at 280, 367 on base, four homers and 17 RBIs. 1-1. Breaking ball tipped into Gonzalez's mitt. Strike two. So Moncada, Luis, likes to work quickly. Pitch clock, one thing, but I think he goes a little extra second. He's got his own internal clock that's a little bit faster. The lefty's next toss. Breaking ball got him swinging over the outside corner. And Lugo strikes out.
Oh!
So Luis Moncada with a 17% strikeout rate, 12% walk rate, ERA at 7.36. Here's Swazi, pitch, slashed foul to the right, into the netting above the Winston-Salem dugout. No balls and a strike. No score, top two. Runner at first base with two outs. Swazi double taps the plate. Lefty pitcher, righty batter. Next toss. Grounded weakly towards second base. Womack charges. Scoops it up with two hands and flings it to first to get Swazi inning over. Joe is at 221. Seven homers, 30 RBIs, and a 323 on base. So Moncada has a scoreless second inning. We go to the bottom of the second from Truist Stadium. Nothing on the scoreboard between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
There is an orange glow from the setting sun on the apartments out in straightaway center field. It is a really beautiful night. No score, bottom of the second inning between the Brooklyn Cyclones and Winston-Salem Dash. Dash DH, Colby Smelly leads off against Jeffrey Colon. And the Brooklyn right-hander fires his first pitch. And Smelly flies one to deep right field. Ramirez backpedaling, shy of the track, stops and makes the catch. One pitch, one out, and now Colon has retired all four men that he's faced. Smelly was at 208, no homers, 8 RBIs, 288 OBP. Here's the lefty right fielder, Ben Norman. Kid with some good power. First pitch shows bunt, but it's way inside. Actually spins out of the way towards the catcher and umpire. 360 spin from Ben Norman. So 1-0. Norman with 9 homers and 28 RBIs. Batting average at 228. On base at 308. 1-0. Colon misses down and in for ball two. The shortstop, Sherman Newton, playing up the middle. William Lugo way off third base. Hitters count, the 2-0. Norman takes up and in, ball three. So Cologne, first outing since 6 days ago against Wilmington at home. Made a start against the Blue Rocks, pitched pretty well. 3-0. That's low and in, so a four-pitch walk. A little bit strange because Cologne was pounding the zone pretty well. He retired the first four righty batters and had some trouble with Ben Norman. So Cologne last time out against the Nationals affiliate, one run allowed on two hits in 4 2/3. He almost went five scoreless, if you remember. Here's Gonzalez, righty batter, pitch. He cuts and misses at an inside fastball for strike one. He was out there for his fifth inning. There was a runner at third base, two outs, and then a slow dribbler towards first. Schwartz fielded it and went to flip to Cologne covering, and Jeffrey didn't get there in time. So a run scored. 0-1. Slider pushed foul down the right field side. Strike two. So Jeffrey, to be honest with you, just didn't get over fast enough. Didn't have a great first jump. And so caught the feed from Schwartz and then had to tap dance his way to try to find the bag. Couldn't get there in time. Run came in and Louis went out there to make the pitching change. But if Cologne got there in time, he would have went five scoreless, maybe even more. The 0-2, grounded towards the middle. Perosa flips to Newton. Newton drags the foot across the back for a one. Turns it to first. Double play. Inning over. Good work on the 4-6-3. Both Perosa and Newton showing off the skills. And Cologne faces the minimum. Two scoreless innings in the book at Truist Stadium between the Brooklyn Cyclones and Winston-Salem Dash on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Cyclones grab the sticks, top of the third inning against left-hander Luis Moncada. A dash southpaw tonight has given up two hits, but no runs. So a pretty good start. This series, by the way, usually sees a lot of first inning runs. At least that is what the trend is over Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But so far, pretty quiet. Cyclones have won all three that have been played down here. Split a six-game series with these guys in Coney Island. So the Clones have now won six of the nine in the head-to-head. Sherman Newton, last guy out. He's the nine man in the lineup. First pitch to the switch hitter batting right. And Moncada dips the changeup a little bit low for ball one. Sherman at 200 with a 300 on base. The 1-0 popped up into shallow right field. Norman goes sprinting over towards the foul line and makes the catch. Now Newton flies out. Eight homers and 46 RBIs for the nine man. So for Moncada on the mound for Winston-Salem, first time through the order. No runs, two hits, a strikeout, and no walks. Back to the top of the order for Matt Rudick. Pitch. Big front door curveball in for a strike. Rudy grounded out to third base to open up the game. The 0-1. Another breaking ball, this time down. Rudick takes, and it's a ball and a strike. Update from Delaware. Hudson Valley's 4-0 lead is now 4-2 in the top of the third. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball in the outside corner. And Rudick now behind 1-2. Rudick and then Ramirez. Cyclones trying to take the lead. A game and a half lead over Hudson Valley with 3 to play, including tonight. Moncada winds and fires the 1-2. Breaking ball rolled over to the right side. Womack waits for it at second base. Pats the glove once, throws over in time. And Rudick retired. So under this blue sky that is heading towards a sunset purple sky, here's Alex Ramirez standing in that righty batter's box dirt. First one from Moncada. Fastball strike clips the outside corner. Nothing in one. Ramirez, a line drive double off the right field wall his last time. Pitch. Breaking ball dips down low. Ramirez takes, and it's a ball and a strike. They might only do it at 1-1. Alex hammers one deep to right center field. Norman at the track, at the wall, leaps up. Oh, and he caught it. Right near the very top of the wall. Alex Ramirez has been robbed. Once by the stadium and now by Ben Norman in deep right field. A leaping catch. A 1-2-3 inning for Luis Moncada. 2.5 in the books. No score. Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach. As an exclusive member, text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Home half of the third inning, Truist Stadium, a Friday night in game four. So the dash send Mendoza, Matthews, and Beard to the plate against Jeffrey Colon. Cyclones right-hander has faced the minimum through two. Mendoza, the big lefty, stands in, floating his bat over his shoulder. First pitch. Cracked in the air, deep left center field. Rudick back at the track. Rudick at the fence. He makes the catch on the run. Right in front of that long LED scoreboard along the outfield wall. Well, Mendoza gave that puppy a ride. And it is a long, loud out number one. Mendoza was at 177, 10 homers, 34 RBIs, and a 268 on base. So Colon keeps stacking out after out. And here's Jason Matthews. Base is clear, one out. Righty against righty. First pitch. Front door slider, strike one. Matthews at 214 with a 316 on base percentage. Two homers, 17 RBIs. Colon nods yes in his road gray uniform. Pitch. Foul back. Fastball on the outside corner. Matthews off yesterday. 25-year-old out of Auckland, New Zealand. Sways the bat over the plate twice. Grips that bat with no batting gloves. 0-2. Grounded over the mound towards short. Newton skedaddles to his left. Scoops it up and sends it over in time. And Matthews retired. So Colonian rhythm tonight. Around the league again. Hudson Valley 4. Wilmington 2. Bottom of the third inning. Rome and Hickory are scoreless top three. Aberdeen up on Jersey Shore, 4-0 in the top of the second. Top two in Greenville, Asheville, and the Greenville Drive scoreless. This brings up James Beard, the nine man. Two down in the bottom of the third. First pitch. Slider hits sharply to short. Newton collects the dirt ball and throws over to first base in time. And Beard, who has those great wheels, is retired. Beard now 7 for 38 in 13 games, batting sub 200. Another scoreless frame for Jeffrey Colon. A trio of scoreless innings from Truist Stadium. We go to the fourth inning in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Now, both starters are doing a really phenomenal job right now. We've seen just a couple base runners on both sides. Jeffrey Colon has faced the minimum. He has allowed a base runner, but got a double play ball. Luis Moncada has allowed two over the minimum. And so Moncada begins the top of the fourth inning. Scoreless game between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Moncada faces JT Schwartz, Jose Peroza, and Stanley Consuegra. Good Friday night, start of the weekend crowd in Winston-Salem. This is the final regular season week of the year. First pitch, lefty to lefty. JT Schwartz takes a big old school curveball in for a strike on the inner third. Schwartz lined out of the shortstop his first time. Pitch. That darts down and away. Fastball low. Ball and a strike. Moncada steps back, steps up, 1-1. That's down for ball two. You know, Moncada, it's funny, when guys get signed, they go into what's called the minor league portal, and you get all their data into the system. The 2-1, curveball chopped foul to the right. It's two balls and two strikes. So, you know, you get signed, you go to a Dominican, you go to Florida, put the pen to paper at 16 years old. They go, okay, Luis, you are 6'1", 150 pounds. And then they never change it. So here comes the 2-2. And that's low. You know, coming into today, you know, you'll take a look at the portal, get ready for a game like this. Oh, kid's not very big. And then you look at him now at 24 years old, 8 years later, and you go, well, that's not 150 pounds. Next pitch. Caught on and missed, breaking ball in the dirt, and Schwartz chased a strikeout. And the second one for the big guy now, Luis Moncada. I mean, just ask the guy, how big are you? I'm going to put it at about 220. He's just tall and big. Here's Peroza with one out, first pitch. Fastball missed in the dirt for ball one. We are scoreless in Winston-Salem. Top of the fourth inning. Nobody on base. One out. Peroza flew out to left his first time. 1-0. Breaking ball strike over the outer part of the plate, and it's 1-1. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Top four. Here comes the 1-1 rumbling home. And Peroza skies it into right center field. Beard goes gliding over. Norman comes from the right, and Norman makes the call and the catch. Two outs. Mets are down in Miami, and literally are down in Miami. It is 2-1 Marlins in the bottom of the third inning. David Peterson gave up a two-run home run to Garrett Cooper. And since then, Brandon Nimmo, an RBI single to kind of get him back on track. Here's Consuegra, first pitch. Stanley takes the curveball outside for ball one. Moncada spins the 1-0. And Consuegra hits a sharp shot to third. Matthews gloves, knocks it down, tries to chase after it. And Consuegra is safe. Matthews hard shot to his left, and he scooped the glove forward, actually pushed it into the grass in front of him. And then by the time he ran over and tried to work even quicker, Consuegra just beat it out. So that was pretty hard hit. Looks like they have put an E5 on the board, though. That's fair. So no hit for Consuegra. He takes an 0-for. And this brings up Jose Mena with two outs. Pitch. Mena goes after the first one and fouls it to the right for a strike. Triple-A Syracuse living large against Rochester tonight. 7-2 lead. They were down 2-0, but have come all the way back. Mark Vientos hit a home run, part of the rally. Pitch. Mena hits a ground ball weakly towards third. Matthews charges. Glove switch to the bare hand. Throw to first. Got him. Nice play. Matthews off one leg. Throws out Jose Mena. And the inning is over. Finish up the Mets scoreboard when we get back at the bottom of the fourth inning. Problem is, we are flying through this ballgame. Winston-Salem Dash at the plate when we get back to the bottom of the fourth on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. No score between Winston-Salem and the Brooklyn Cyclones. And on the Truist Stadium video scoreboard coming back from break, they have put broadcaster Andrew Murphy up on the scoreboard and said, let's wish him a happy birthday. So happy birthday to Andrew, who is right past the wall to my left. It is also Chris Newell's birthday. Chris is the bench coach and first base coach for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Andrew is 49. Chris Newell is not quite 49. I should say Andrew's 25. I guess I gave it away. Andrew is 25. Chris Newell is 49. Jeffrey Colon faces Cabrera Weaver, the Winston-Salem leadoff hitter. First pitch. Fastball at the knees, called a strike, nothing and one. So both Moncada and Colon holding court right now. Weaver struck out his first time, the only Colon K of the night. Jeffries 0-1. Slider, tight on the outside corner, caught on and missed, and it's strike two. Jeffrey from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. First year at High A. Third start. The 0-2. Got him looking on the outside corner. So Colon has had Weaver's number tonight. Well, both of his strikeouts have come against the skinny leadoff hitter. This brings up Andy Atwood. Righty hitting shortstop. No score, bottom of the fourth. Base is clear, and here comes the first pitch to Atwood. He goes after it, yanks it down to left field line. Rudick runs over. This one's off the wall. Atwood around first, heads for second. Rudick fields and launches to second, and it's not in time. Stand-up double, Andy Atwood. That's the first Winston-Salem hit. Atwood has been really the only guy with any life in the bat this week for Winston-Salem. Now, there are guys with life in that bat, but we've seen it kind of at rest. Atwood, though, has had a really nice series. So I mentioned Syracuse is up on Rochester 7-2 after 3. Binghamton is up on Portland 5-2 in the bottom of the 7th. Here's Womack. Colon from the stretch. Looks home and fires. And missed up and in and tight. Ball one. Low A St. Lucie down 2-0 against Fort Myers. But that game in the delay in the bottom of the 4th inning of what is supposed to be a doubleheader. A lot of rain in Florida. 1-0. That missed up and in. And Colon falls behind 2-0. Update from Delaware. It is still 4-2 Hudson Valley. Bottom of the 4th. Colon's 2-0. Nabs the outside corner with a fastball. Strike one. So again, the Cyclones win tonight. And Hudson Valley loses. Brooklyn is in the playoffs. But that does not happen. We continue on. Brooklyn has a game and a half lead with 3 to play. 2-1 to Womack. Grounded sharply up the middle. Base hit into center field. Atwood around third. Here comes Consuegra's throw to the plate. Here's the tag. He is out at home plate. Oh, Consuegra with another missile from center field. Stanley Consuegra shows off that weapon. And he throws out Andy Atwood trying to score. We stay scoreless. Big play from Consuegra. Put out those 8-2. Stanley, he just waits for these moments to just show it off. And you love that. You dream of it. Runner at second base. And Stanley in his mind is going, give me a line drive up the middle. Came charging in, crow hop, and threw it right on the money. So here's Smelly. Two outs, bottom four. Pitch. Caught on and missed. Colon with a little juice behind that fastball for strike one. That was 94 miles an hour. Smelly flew out to deep right his first time. The 0-1. Little flare towards second base. Perosa to his left. Reaches out. Makes the catch. Little Jordan logo catch for Jose Perosa. And the inning is over. Stanley Consuegra's absolute tools show off in the bottom of the 4th inning. And his throw out is outfield assist at home plate. Keeps the scoreless through 4 innings. We go to the 5th at Truist Stadium. Nothing between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Now, right now, Stanley Consuegra is the only reason that this game is still scoreless. The Brooklyn center fielder threw out Andy Atwood trying to score from second on a base hit to center field. So top five, Brooklyn back at the plate. William Lugo leads off. First one from Moncada. The lefty bends the breaking ball a little bit low and in. Missing for ball one. Lugo, Swazi, Newton. Two up, top five. 1-0. Rolled over a foul outside of third. It's a ball and a strike. Moncada's really stepping up right now. Winston-Salem has had a bit of a tough week from the starting pitcher side. Wednesday and Thursday were nightmarish. 1-1. Breaking ball down and away. Missed for ball two. But Tuesday they had a really good starter, Tommy Sommer, that lefty out of Indiana. Sommer's supposed to pitch on Sunday. 2-1. Low and in. And then lost a starter on Wednesday in the third inning. And then yesterday, in the first inning, 3-1. Lugo grounds one towards the shortstop. Atwood charges, throws on a hop to first base, and gets Lugo. So William got a good count there, 3-1, and just grounded the fastball to the shortstop. By the way, scoring change from earlier. Stanley Consuegra's hard shot to third base was originally called an error and has now been flipped to a single. So the Cyclones have three hits, but no runs against Moncada. First pitch to Joe Swazi. The righty goes after it, pops it up and into the seats, first base side. Strike one. High kick, 0-1. It's a little bit low, and it's a ball and a strike. Lights are on at Truist Stadium. You can see them reflecting off Swazi's deep navy blue helmet. Bright lights shining off of it. 1-1. Breaking ball a little bit low. Looked like it was over the plate, but down on the tall righty. It's two balls and a strike. Swaz bounced out to second base his first time. Pitch. Fly ball center field. Beard back on it. Lazy fly for him, and he makes the catch. So Moncada just keeps stacking outs himself, just like Colon is. We are scoreless in the top of the fifth. Hudson Valley up 4-2 on Wilmington, bottom of the fourth. But Wilmington has a little something brewing. First and second, one out. Pitch to Shervin Newton. He grounds it sharply to the third baseman, Matthews, who throws wildly to first base, and the ball goes into the dugout. And Newton is at second base on the error. So Matthews on a hard ground ball to his right, turned the backhand over across his body, fielded it, and then came up with the throw to first and threw to Mendoza's left. And Harvin had to come way off the bag. I don't know if he got a piece of it, but it went wildly into the dugout. So on the E5, it's a two-base error that puts Newton in scoring position. Cyclones doing some scoreboard watching. Certainly yours truly is doing some as well. But it's a two-piece puzzle. Cyclones need to win. Here's Rudy. Pitch. Matt Rudy takes out the knees. A breaking ball. Strike one. Newton takes a walking leadoff second. Rudick trying to score. Shervin, the 0-1. Weakly hit roller to first. Mendoza picks it up in foul territory. And Winston-Salem is up in arms. This was a little walker along the chalk. And now here comes Lorenzo Bundy to argue. Mendoza picked the ball up and stepped on the base, which was right behind him. And the home plate umpire called it foul. And Bundy is shaking his head, screaming at Christian Argueza, the home plate umpire. Now Rudick is walking back to get his bat and keep the at-bat alive. Bundy cannot believe that ball was called foul. I wonder if Lorenzo is trying to get run or not. His team is 17 games under 500 and has lost the first three games of this series. But Bundy back to the dugout. No more arguing. The 0-2 in the dirt, and Gonzalez chests it down. So it was Gonzalez, the catcher, screaming about it. Mendoza, the first baseman, yelling. Winston Salem has the bullpen up, so the guy that is standing there to protect the catcher from a foul ball, he's, you know, 10 feet behind the bag. He was yelling. Everybody's screaming that that ball was fair and should have been an out. 1-2. Breaking ball got him looking, and Rudick strikes out to end the inning. Well, right now, Luis Moncada has the Cyclones spinning their wheels. He throws the scoreless fifth inning, and we are halfway through game four. No score between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Home half of the fifth inning from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The hometown Dash come to the plate in a scoreless game against the Brooklyn Cyclones. We've had no runs. We've had five total hits. Man, Norman leads off. It's 5-6-7 for the Dash in their order. Norman walked his first time. Second plate appearance. Pitch. Lefty leans over and fouls one down the third baseline for a strike. Oh, my goodness. Wilmington has just tied the game on a two-run triple from Viandel Pena. Wow-wee. Hudson Valley on the ropes now. The 0-1. Norman pops it up and into the crowd down the third baseline. So bottom of the fourth inning, Hudson Valley had a 4-0 lead. Wilmington scored two in the bottom of the second to answer and now has tied the game in the bottom of the fourth. A two-out triple. No balls, two strikes on Norman. High kick, pitch. Cologne missed outside. By the way, it looks like Luis Moncada is finished after five great starting innings for Winston-Salem. Brooklyn can go to work against the bullpen. We are scoreless in the bottom of the fifth. 1-2. Norman strikes out and goes down to a knee. Boy, Cologne spun him into the dirt. A low and in slider. Cologne's third strikeout. By the way, Cologne is throwing some of his best baseball right now. His high A high. Five innings of that in Jersey Shore. And he is two outs away from doing that right here. Here's Ivan Gonzalez. Righty catcher. First pitch. Strike. Nabs the outside corner at 93 miles an hour. Gonzalez bounced out to Peroza into a double play his first time. High kick, 0-1. Slider just outside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Cologne peeks over the glove, gets the sign from Mena. Turns his feet, high kick, 1-1. chop foul. Gonzalez leaning over to get a piece of that one. By the way, programming note for tomorrow. There is a major rain system coming in tomorrow. The original game time was 6. We are now on for 4 o'clock, so they've actually changed the game time. The 1-2. Slider missed outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 4 o'clock tomorrow. Again, we hope, though. It's really not a good-looking day all around.
Oh, I'd love that.
Cologne pushes off, 2-2. Got him swinging. Slider away. Back-to-back strikeouts. Jeffrey Cologne has 2 down. In the bottom of the 5th. So it's really supposed to rain at like 8 a.m. tomorrow. And so the move to 4 o'clock, the heavy stuff's coming down at night. So just trying to get ahead of it at least. Here's Harvin Mendoza, lefty batter. Pitch. He rips one down the right field line. It is a fair ball headed to the corner. Kicks off the sidewall. Mendoza around first, heading for second. Ramirez's throw to second base is right on the money. And Newton tags him out. Do not run on the Brooklyn Cyclones outfield. It's the second outfield assist of the ball game. Consuegra threw out Atwood at the plate. And Ramirez throws out Mendoza, trying to stretch a single into a double. Brooklyn, we talk about pitching and defense playing a big role in this stretch. And we've seen some pitching and defense tonight. Ramirez throws out Mendoza. We throw out the first 5 innings. They are scoreless. We go to the 6th. Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee.
Top of the 6th inning, Cyclones at the plate against a new pitcher. It is the sidearm lefty, Halen Green. First one to Ramirez. Alex takes a little bit low for ball 1. So Alex Ramirez just threw a runner out at second base. A gorgeous outfield assist from right field. And leads off the inning. The 1-0. Fastball strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Wilmington has, by the way, taken the lead against Hudson Valley. 5-4 in the 4th. 1-1. That's outside, missing for ball 2. So the Blue Rocks have come all the way back from a 4-0 deficit. Still so much time left in that game, though. The 2-1. Ramirez fouls back the fastball, and it's 2-2. Now, this game has been scoreless for the first 5 innings, and now it is Winston-Salem that jumps into the bullpen for the first time. We'll give you Moncada's final line. He was awesome tonight. The 2-2, check swing into a full swing. Ramirez went around, so he strikes out, and there's one down. So as JT Schwartz strides in, Give you Moncada's final slate. Really a good start tonight for the lefty, who doesn't start too many games. Halen Green fires, and JT takes outside. Ball one. Schwartz 0 for 2. The 1-0. Down and away. Green miss with the fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Get into our Coney Cabos trivia question. Just a moment. Green from the belt spins the 2-0 and drops a changeup on the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. The lift and the 2-1. Way outside. Ball three. Now, Green pitched the other night. Pretty terrific. Comes at you from kind of that Keyshawn Askew lefty sidearm slot. Not an easy at bat. 3-1. And Schwartz cuts and misses. Tied up, down and in. 3-2. Here comes the payoff, and it's low. Schwartz is on base. So the Cyclones have now had base runners on in 5 of the 6 innings. So here's your Coney Cabos trivia question. Ask you a question here. Give you the answer at the bottom of the 6th inning. If you know the answer, use the hashtag Coney Convos, CONEYCONVOS. Here's Jose Perosa. Pitch. Righty takes the breaking ball down and in for ball one. So the history of Winston-Salem baseball goes back to the early 1900s. 1905 was the first kind of ever recorded year of baseball in this town. And the Brooklyn Dodgers even had a farm system here. 1-0. Perosa sends one to the gap in left center field. It is a base hit into the alleyway. Schwartz around second, heads for third base. Rivera gives him the stop sign there, and Perosa is at second base with a double. Here come the Cyclones in the top of the 6th. It is second and third with one out. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. So Cyclones needing some runs, needing a lead, are set up. Stanley Consuegra marches in from the right side. So the infield comes in all the way around. We are scoreless in the top of the 6th. 2 on and 1 out. Consuegra with 2 hits. Pitch. Grounded to short. Atwood to his right. Stops it. Throws to first base for the second out. And the runners stay put. So Consuegra tried to jump Halen Green on the first pitch, but Atwood made the stop. So the Dodgers had a minor league team here in 1938, and they played a full season of baseball, a full season, went 46-92, played 138 games. My trivia question to you is, in those 138 games, how many pitchers did they use the whole year? Here's Jose Mena. Pitch. Jose takes a little bit low for ball one. By the way, the Cyclones have 15 pitchers, just for a little frame of reference. If you think you know the answer, want to throw out a guess, use the hashtag ConeyCombos on Twitter. 1-0. Mena flies it foul off to the right. Ball and a strike. So the 1938 Brooklyn Dodgers farm team was known as the Winston-Salem Twins. Don't have to worry about that. But in 138 games, how many pitchers did the Dodgers use with the Winston-Salem Twins? 1-1. Check swing and a breaking ball low. And the home plate umpire says that Mena went around. He did. And it's strike two. So here you go, an opportunity on a silver platter for the Cyclones. Second and third, and now two outs. Mena trying to put up a crooked number for Brooklyn. Pitch fouled away. Mena flicked that breaking ball down and away off into the second deck. Mena has put the ball in play twice. He has grounded out both times. The infield, by the way, has relaxed back with two outs. Green's pitch. Down and out. Good take from Mena, and it's 2-2. Schwartz to go ahead run at third. Peroza at second base. Green twists and deals. The pitch caught on and missed. He struck him out. Inning over. Tell you, Halen Green, it's not an easy at bat. You cannot pick up the ball to the very end, and by the time you do, it does what it did to Mena, and that is appear at the knees and then disappear down for the slider strikeout. No runs, one hit, two left. Cyclones squandered a big chance. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, no score. Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach. As an exclusive member, text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Home half of the sixth inning, still scoreless on a Friday night at Truist Stadium. Brooklyn just left second and third on the table. Did not score. Jeffrey Colon going out there for the sixth inning. Colon's been magnifique. He has never gone six, though, in his young career. Trying to do that tonight. Jason Matthews leads off. It's Matthews, Beard, and then Weaver, 8-9-1. Full windup for Colon. He spins the first. And it is up and in for ball one. You want to hear something insane? That was Jeffrey Colon's 44th pitch of the night. We're in the sixth. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, strike, ripples over the outside corner, 1-1. And Colon still throwing 93 miles an hour. Spins the 1-1. Matthews takes down and away. Top of the fifth inning in Delaware. Wilmington is up 5-4 on Hudson Valley. The 2-1. Matthews grounds it sharply to second base. Peroza goes down to a knee. Picks it up and throws to first. One away. So your Coney Cabos trivia question. The 1 year that the Brooklyn Dodgers had one of their farm systems in Winston-Salem was 1938. Very, very, very long time ago. I wasn't there, but I'm sure if I lived in Winston-Salem, I'd come watch the Winston-Salem Twins. They played 138 games that year. How many pitchers did they use? First pitch to James Beard. Colon gets the slider over for strike one. The answer, and by the way, for frame of reference, the Cyclones have 15 pitchers on the staff. The answer is 7. The 0-1. Change up missed outside, and it's a ball and a strike. Seven human people splitting 1,200 innings. That is unheard of. 1-1. That misses up and in for ball two. I mean, the Cyclones have 15 pitchers on the roster, but how many have we had come through here this year?
30?
It's crazy talk. But that was then, and this is now. 2-1. Caught on and missed. Slider down and away, and it's 2-2. So the Wolf howled in with a guess at 10. Birdman of Brooklyn guessing 15. And John DeLuca got it right, guessing an old school 7. Show me 7. Got it right. 2-2. Way upstairs. So the count runs full on James Beard. Beard bats with one out in the bottom of the sixth. In a scoreless game. Dash at the plate with the bases empty. Cologne huffing a puff, the payoff. Caught on and missed. He put him away on strikes. Jeffrey Cologne is having a night. He has now tied his career long at 5 2/3. And he has done it on just 53 pitches. That's a thing of beauty. By the way, Cologne throwing like they did back in 1938, stretching it out efficiently. Back to the top for Cabrera Weaver. No score, bottom six. Pitch. Weaver pushes the bunt. Foul back behind home plate. Strike one. Weaver has struck out twice tonight, so hence the attempt to just get on base any way he can. Cologne got him swinging and then got him looking. Mena sets up low and in. Jeffrey's 0-1. Grounded foul down the third baseline. Nothing in two. And by the way, that pitching staff that the Twins, because it was known as Winston and then Salem, the Twin Cities became Winston-Salem. They were known as the Twins. The ace of the staff was affectionately known as Ace Adams. Just a perfect old-school baseball name. Cologne's 0-2. Got him. Swinging slider down and away. Jeffrey Cologne, man on a mission tonight in Winston-Salem. He has gone six scoreless, and he has done it on just 50-some-odd pitches. He is out of this world right now. We go to the seventh inning. Brooklyn and Winston-Salem scoreless on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Seventh inning from Winston-Salem's Truist Stadium. My name is Keith Radd. This is the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. So a scoreless game remains. Brooklyn, to be honest with you, has to kind of stop messing around and score because they have an opportunity tonight to clinch the playoffs. Wilmington is beating Hudson Valley 5-4 in the fifth. William Lugo digs in. First pitch. Halen Green misses inside. A side armor. Behind now 1-0 on Lugo. Kicking to 1-0. Breaking ball rolled over foul outside of third. It's a ball and a strike. So Halen Green is certainly kind of a hired hand weapon. White Sox drafted him in the final round last year, 20th round. Out of TCU, took a chance on him, And why not? He's just a funky lefty. 1-1. Lugo floats one in the air to shallow left. The shortstop Atwood goes out to make the catch. And Lugo is 0 for 3.
Up next, designated hitter, number 48, Joe Swazi.
Green has pitched a lot as well, 39 times this year. Thrown more than 1,000 pitches and has struck out about one per inning. 60 in 62 innings. Top of the seventh inning, no score. Nobody on, one out for Joe Swazi. First toss. Hits the inside corner. Fastball, strike one. Swazi a ground out and a fly out to center. The 0-1. Foul back. Just able to redirect that fastball in the low outside corner. Now, Green doesn't come in all that hard. It's 86 miles an hour. But he stands sideways on the mound. He turns his shoulder towards second base, hides the ball forever, curls up even, and then at the last second lunges to the plate, and you see the ball out of the side of his hip. You kind of have to look at the second baseman from where you're standing at the plate if you're a righty batter. The 0-2, foul back. Swazi quadruple taps the plate. Floats the bat like a pendulum over his shoulder. 0-2. Just missed outside. And Green trying to dot up on the far side of the plate against Swazi. One ball, two strikes. Lights are on. A jet black night North Carolina sky looking down on us. 1-2. Swazi gets tied up, grounds it foul down third. And takes a turn back to home plate. So I mentioned in the previous inning about the 1938 Brooklyn Dodgers Farm Club. That was the only year the Dodgers were here. But Winston-Salem has had teams over the years. Goes back as far as the New York Giants were here, which is way back. 1932, the Tigers, Indians, Cardinals, Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, Reds. Everybody was here. And they've had, you know, quirky nicknames over the years. Nothing too crazy, though. Warthogs is probably the coolest one. They're the Warthogs until 2008 and then changed names. The 1-2, Swazi takes low, and it's two balls and two strikes. But I'll pose one to you. Why are they called the Winston-Salem Dash? Now let that one rattle around in your head for a minute. 2-2 to Swazi. He pops it up. Foul and back out of play. It makes the seats. So they are known as the Winston-Salem Dash. Because basically, when you write out Winston-Salem, don't forget the dash. It's the hyphen that connects Winston and Salem. And I'm not pulling your leg. That's the truth. That is why they are called the Dash. 2-2. High fly ball, deep left field, Swazi to the berm, it is gone! Solo home run, Joe Swazi, 1-0 Brooklyn in the top of the seventh inning. Oh, Swazi ran around the bases as fast as humanly possible. The dugout is out onto the warning track. Total love for Swaz. He gets eaten alive down the steps of the dugout. Oh, what a shot. His eighth home run of the year. And the Cyclones have the lead in the seventh inning. Here's Newton with nobody on. Pitch. Strike on the outside corner. So the Cyclones have the game's first lead. And once again, Joe Swazi electrifying. 0-1. Newton hammers one up the middle, base hit into center field. Womack went diving to his right from his second base position, but Newton gave it a guide right up the middle. Now Swazi is still getting high five down there. I think he's just getting his bearings after basically getting tackled. A Long Island native giving his Brooklyn Cyclones a 1-0 lead on a night where potentially the Cyclones can clinch with a victory. Here's Rudick back at the top of the lineup. Pitch. Strike on the far side of the plate. Nothing and one. Pitch. Green misses a little bit low, and it's a ball and a strike. One nothing Brooklyn, top of the seventh inning. The 1-1. Fouled back and towards the second deck rooftop out of play. One ball, two strikes. So Swazi puts it onto the berm in left field, right over the LED video board that goes across the outfield fence. A long, bright blue board. 1-2. Rudick whips one into right center field over Womack's head at second base. Down for a base hit. Newton chugs from second, gets into third base. He stops there. Rudick on with a single. Cyclones looking for even more as Rudy sets up first and third. That's Rudick's first hit of the night. So Brooklyn starting to see Halen Green. Rudick was the last guy that Green had not seen in this lineup tonight. Again, Green pitched the other night for Winston-Salem. So a little bit of history. And with first and third, one out. Alex Ramirez stands in, but Danny Farquhar comes out of the first base dugout. So Farquhar takes the stroll. He does that as the Winston-Salem bullpen gets rolling. By the way, the Hudson Valley game, it's still 5-4, Wilmington, in the top of the sixth now. I don't know if that game is in the pens. Let's take a look. Yep, both games are now into the bullpens. Hudson Valley's Blaine Abeda, who, by the way, has been really good against Brooklyn this year. He gave up the 5 runs in 3 2/3. And now Trevor Holloway is on in relief. Wilmington went with Michael Cuevas as the starter tonight. He gave up the 4 runs over 4 1/3, and it's now Ike Slava coming on in relief. By the way, Wilmington has a pretty good bullpen. And I wonder if Mario Lisone is trying to help out the Cyclones tonight, or if he's going to get in the guys that he kind of has to. Well, the meeting on the mound is over. First and third with one out. Brooklyn has taken a 1-0 lead. And the pitch to Ramirez. Low and in. Green misses for ball one. Ramirez tonight 1-for-3 with a double. Pitch. Swing and a miss. By a long swing with that black bat coming whipping through the zone. 1-1. Just swings like that, even if you don't make contact. Frighten a pitcher from even coming near the zone. 1-1. Breaking ball looped into left field. Weaver comes on. It's down for a base hit. Newton scores from third. It's 2-0 Clones. Alex adds insurance with an RBI single into left field. Rudick up to second base. And the rally continues. So now it is Schwartz. Green has seen everybody at least once. JT saw him back in the sixth inning, and he walked. Don't know how much longer that Green has, because the Cyclones are starting to figure it out. Pitch. Schwartz loops it down to left field line. Long run for Weaver to the corner. He... Did he make the catch? I think he made the catch. Yes, he disappeared into the corner, and the umpire just signals now that it was a catch. So Weaver went into foul territory towards that very small corner tucked down the line, and he steals one from JT. So a big second out for Winston-Salem. And here comes Lorenzo Bundy. So Bundy makes the change ahead of the at-bat to Jose Peroza. And Lorenzo goes to the bullpen. But Joe Swazi and the Cyclones have now taken a 2-0 lead. Swazi solo home run to light the Cyclones dugout on fire. And Alex Ramirez RBI single. Jose Peraza has first and second and two outs when we get back in the seventh inning on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Lorenzo Bundy goes to the bullpen for right-hander Nick Gallagher. It is the top of the seventh inning at Truist Stadium. We're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, home of the Dash. Cyclones have just taken a 2-0 lead to break the scoreless tie. So Gallagher comes on in a fairly sticky situation. It's first and second with two outs. And a very hot hitter at the plate. It's Jose Peraza. So Green's night is done, but still responsible for both runners on. Ramirez at first, Rudick at second.
Where did you get that?
Gallagher fires away.
Oh,
first pitch, cut on and miss. Strike one. Peraza just chased a ball way outside in the dirt. Green so far, inning in two-thirds on his line. Five hits, two strikeouts and a walk, and at least two runs. The 0-1 lifted into shallow left field. It is falling fast down base hit in front of Weaver. Rudick around third heading to the plate. Here's the throw. Rudick slides in and grabs the plate on his way by. 3-0 Cyclones. It's Peraza again with an RBI single into left field. And now Brooklyn feeling good late in North Carolina. So again, Peraza, his second hit, RBI number 50. Ramirez to second base, and here's Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra, 2-for-3. Gallagher set, tall righty pitch. Slider bends off the plate for ball one. Gallagher brings the feet together. Plants the front foot, the 1-0. Foul back. Long swing from the righty Consuegra. One ball, one strike. So Joe Swazi's mammoth home run really opened the floodgates. Cyclones came in right after him. Single, single, single. Out. RBI single. 1-1. Breaking ball, strike on the inside corner. Consuegra went a little weak at the knees on that one. And it's 1-2. Consuegra awaits. Here's the pitch. Got him swinging over a slider. The Gallagher strikes out Consuegra, but the Cyclones have taken the lead. On a night where Brooklyn has the possibility of clinching the postseason, they need a win for one of the two pieces of the puzzle. The Cyclones grab the lead. Three runs, four hits, no errors, two left. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning from Winston-Salem. 3-0 Clones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
September means playoff baseball, and this year the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLYN for more information.
With a 3-0 lead, Jeffrey Colon and the Brooklyn Cyclones headed to the bottom of the seventh inning. Trying to hold on tightly. Andy Atwood leads off against Colon. Third time through the lineup. Pitch. Atwood takes low and away for ball one. Joe Swazi solo home run made it 1-0. Alex Ramirez and Jose Peroza RBI singles. 2-0 and now 3-0. 1-0 to Atwood. Colon misses up for ball two. Jeffrey is into the seventh inning for the first time in his career. And he has done it on these first two pitches. 58 pitches. It's amazing. It's supposed to be about 15 per inning. The 2-0. Rip. Foul down third. It soared over the bag but landed in the grass to the left of the white chalk. Atwood has doubled against him tonight and flown out to right. Colon winds the 2-1. Slider nub weakly up the first baseline. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Atwood, Womack, Smelly, 2, 3, and 4 in the White Sox farm system order. 2-2. Got him swinging. So Colon wins the battle the third time around after Atwood got him earlier with a double. Colon has struck out 7. Nobody up in the Brooklyn bullpen, by the way. No reason to. Colon is as effective as ever. He has thrown 60 pitches, and he's gotten 1 out in the 7th. Here's Alexander Womack. High kick, first toss. Womack rounds it to third base. Lugo to his left, fields off a side body, throws sidearm to first in time. Womack now 1 for 3.
Next, designated hitter, number 13, Colby.
So Colon, one more out, and he becomes the third consecutive Brooklyn pitcher to go 7. Moreno did it on Wednesday. Hamill did it last night. And it could be Colon tonight for the first time in his career. 3-0 Cyclones. Pitch to the righty Smelly. That missed up and in for ball one.
Hey, what's up, big guy?
What's up, Brian?
Colon nods yes. Spins the 1-0. And missed off the outside corner. Ball two. Smelly a fly out to right and a pop out to Peroza at second base. The 2-0. Popped up into shallow right field. Long run for Ramirez in foul ground. Ramirez reaches over and missed the ball but went crashing into the netting down the first baseline. And we'll see if Alex is okay. He gets up and gets back to his spot. Short wall in right field. And the ball hit the netting as Alex hit into the netting as well, just underneath where the ball landed. That's a scary, scary play. Foul territory is very small. 4 feet, 5 feet, that's it. So you're running full speed to cross into foul ground. You have no room before that sidewall, which, by the way, is 3 feet high. You go tumbling over. It's two balls and a strike. Pitch. Smelly fouls back the slider. 2-2. Nolan Clenny getting warm. Colon a strike away from putting a bow on seven scoreless. Pitch. That's up and out. Ball three. Mena flashes the sign. Colon's 3-2. Struck him out swinging. Jeffrey Colon, seven scoreless innings. Colby Smelly slams his bat into the dirt. There is no answer in the state of North Carolina tonight for Jeffrey Colon. We go to the eighth inning. Brooklyn 3, Winston-Salem nothing. Jeffrey Colon having the game of his life. We'll be back after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com. Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Boy, Jeffrey Colon tonight got the memo. Hey, we need you to shove. Yes, shoved. We go to the eighth inning. Brooklyn leads Winston-Salem 3-0. So the hits just showed up, but Colon's been here since 7 o'clock. Jeffrey has gone 7 for the first time in his career. He has struck out 8, which is one off of his career high. It's been unbelievable tonight. So in the eighth inning, Cyclones send Jose Mena to the plate against righty Nick Gallagher. Gallagher getting a clean inning after getting the final out in the seventh. Pitch. Fastball strike hits the outside corner, 0-1. So Halen Green is responsible for giving up all three runs. Did it on 5 hits. The 0-1. Breaking ball fouled into his foot and up the third baseline. Strike two. Dyson Acosta getting up for the Cyclones. So it looks like Colon's night is done. And that is fine by him, I'm sure. Gallagher's 0-2. Mena cuts and misses. So Mena's been a little quiet these past couple of nights. He's 0-4 tonight. There's one down in the eighth. The only issue about Colon shutting him down is he's thrown 68 pitches through 7. That's an average of single digits per inning. Here's Lugo. Pitch from Gallagher. Way inside. Lugo shoots his arms up and takes across his buttons for ball one. Lugo also 0-3 tonight. The 1-0. Cracked in the air, center field. Beard back on it towards the track. Beard makes the catch on the run. Ends up just in front of the green wall in center. So Lugo poured it towards the wall, and Beard able to run sideways and reach up with one arm towards the fence. high over his head to make the catch. So here is so far the hero of the night, Joe Swazi. His home run in the top of the seventh gave Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. It's now 3-0. Pitch caught on and missed. Slider down and away. Strike one. If the Cyclones win and the Renegades lose, the Cyclones are celebrating. They head to the playoffs. The 0-1. Front door slider missed in tight. Ball and a strike against the righty. So right now the Cyclones are winning and the Renegades are losing. It is 5-4 Wilmington in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-0. Foul back. And the count, I believe, is actually a ball and two strikes. And I know that's a fact because Swazi called for time, as he always does, with two strikes. By the way, that Wilmington game is heading into the seventh inning. So they are right behind us, even though they started 25 minutes earlier. Gallagher's 1-2. Strike three called outside corner. Swazi took the heater over the outer third. Gallagher has a 1-2-3 inning. We're done with 7.5 innings to play. It is 3-0 Brooklyn in Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. Would you say he's just a friend? Would you say he's just a friend? Oh, baby, you.
We head to the bottom of the eighth inning at Winston-Salem's Truist Stadium. Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead against the Winston-Salem Dash. My name is Keith Radd. This is the Cyclones Radio Network. Dyson Acosta comes on. It's a Bi-Cal Automall call to the bullpen. Jeffrey Colon tonight should autograph the final line. It is a beauty. 7 shutty with 8 strikeouts. So Acosta faces Ben Norman, righty to the lefty. Pitch. Norman rips one, foul, outside of first. Very, very close. It was right in front of Lane Culliford, the base umpire. He was right on it. It is a very long, potentially lethal, strike one. Acosta full windup. The Dominican right-hander's next pitch. Misses inside, ball and a strike. So Colon tonight, 7 scoreless. Gave up 3 hits, 1 walk. And again, 8 strikeouts. The 1-1. Acosta misses in for ball two. Now Colon goes seven for the first time in his career. He blew away his career high. The 2-1. Back to a breaking ball. Missed outside, and Acosta's fallen behind 3-0. Jose Mena, the catcher, walks in front of the plate. Doesn't take the full walk out to Acosta. But basically trying to let Tyson know to get his focus in the right spot. The 3-1. Low ball four. Well, leadoff walks are the absolute worst thing that can happen to you. And Acosta gives up a freebie to open up the bottom of the eighth. So the Cyclones have a little bit of a cushion. Brooklyn is ahead 3-0. Ivan Gonzalez stands in, righty catcher. Jose Mena, by the way, ran out there to a quick word with Acosta, his countryman. Dyson from Pereza Badahona and Mena from Cotuí. Righty against righty. Nobody out, eighth inning. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 97 mile an hour fastball for strike one. Gonzalez has bounced into a 4-6-3 and has struck out tonight. From the stretch, the 0-1. Rip, foul down third. That was right past Lorenzo Bundy, who is in his 60s these days. Bundy's in the coaching box. But that one went very quickly right by his chest. Scary. Lorenzo, former Mets minor league manager. He was with AA Binghamton last year. The 0-2. Got him swinging. Acosta puts away Gonzalez on three pitches after walking Norman on five.
Well, next first baseman, number 19, Marvin Mendoza.
So now Marvin Mendoza. Cyclones have a 3-0 lead. Bottom of the eighth inning in Winston-Salem. One on, one out. Norman hopping around at first. Acosta fires away. And the pitch popped up behind home plate. Mena turns towards the crowd, but it's out of play and into the second deck. So second floor right behind home plate, right above our heads. There is a really nice restaurant. You can go up, have a bite. They have a waiter-waitress service up there. Full menu, really kind of cool. And then some private suites down both of the lines on the second floor. This is a gorgeous park. The 0-1. Strike on the inside corner. Nothing in two. In fact, Luis Rivera said in the pregame show yesterday that a ballpark like this actually gives you energy at the end of the year to play. You really want to perform with under the bright and new stadium lights. It is cool. I mean, even growing up, playing at old Little League Field, you take a ground ball and it hits a rock or rolls off a nasty patch of grass or something, and then finally you get to a field with an outfield fence and they chalk the foul lines and you go, whoa, and you get up for a game like that. The 0-2 popped up on the infield, playable. Here comes Lugo down from third. He makes the call and with 2 feet on the grass makes the catch. So the Cyclones are one out away from getting through the eighth and four outs away from a victory. The Hudson Valley game with Wilmington has gone into the bottom of the seventh inning, and Wilmington still has a 5-4 lead. So the Renegades are down to their final six outs. Two down for Jason Matthews. Bottom of the eighth, Brooklyn ahead 3-0. No batting gloves for Matthews. All natural. Pitch. Slider strike. Pops Mena's glove at the knees. Nothing in one. Matthews to bounce out to short and a bounce out to second base. Dyson from the stretch with a runner at first. Sends one home. And the pitch hits the outside corner for strike two. Dyson has a little bit of that David Robertson quality to him, where unless he has guys on base that he puts on himself, sometimes it seems like he doesn't lock fully in. The 0-2. Missed outside. Good slider, but Matthews an even better take. It's ball one. Just the crazy thing is that there is a potential that the Brooklyn game ends before the Wilmington-Hudson Valley game ends. And those guys got started at 6:35. We started at 7. The 1-2. Down and out. Missed with the heat. The previous pitch, slider was at 84. And that fastball down and away was at 96. A little white blur coming in off the batter's eye from Acosta. Dyson ready to roll. 2-2. And that's in the dirt. Mena stops the slider with the backhand. And Acosta has a 3-2 count with Jason Matthews. Winston-Salem with just three hits tonight. Five base runners if you add the two walks. Big crowd in the stadium tonight. A lot of energy. Norman off first. Two outs. Acosta's 3-2. Runner goes. Pitch floated in the air behind short. Newton out. Rudick in. Newton makes the call and the catch. Backpedaling into left field. And Rudick avoids the collision running right by him. So Dyson Acosta walks the first man and gets three straight outs. How about the ninth inning? That's where we go next. 3-0 Brooklyn in Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
To the ninth inning at Truist Stadium. My name is Keith Ratt. Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead. Mets affiliate on top of the White Sox affiliate tonight. Game four, Cyclones en route to a potential fourth consecutive victory. And a lot at play tonight, a lot at stake. Cyclones win the game and Hudson Valley loses. The Brooklyn Cyclones are in the playoffs. Shervin Newton leads off, top of the ninth. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch from Gallagher. He skates one across the outside corner for a strike. The Hudson Valley game is in the bottom of the seventh inning. Wilmington at the plate in that one with two outs. The 0-1 slider fouled off of the Winston-Salem dugout railing. No balls, two strikes. Newton tonight is single. He's reached on an E5 and he's flown out to right. He's had a pretty nice series, Shervin Newton. Trying to finish the regular season on a high note. The 0-2. Fades outside. Gallagher missed with a changeup for ball one. Rome is up on Hickory 5-1. Bottom of the seventh. So the Rome Braves trying to punch their ticket to the playoffs. Pitch to Newton. Foul back. Redirects the slider. And it's a ball and two strikes. Newton, then Rudick and Ramirez. Ninth inning. The 1-2. Way down low, and Newton literally skips up with both feet as it bounced under his toenails. Two balls and two strikes. It is very hard to jump with both feet, especially when you are swinging, and you have to start your swing with certain muscles and then activate other muscles. Oh, and you have a third of a millisecond to react at all when you're hitting. 2-2. Breaking ball got him. Down and in. Pretty nifty pitch from Nick Gallagher. So Gallagher has come on and has retired his last five hitters. Here's Matt Rudick. Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Base is clear. One out. Pitch. That nabs the outside corner at the knees for strike one. So Wilmington did not score in the bottom of the seventh. The Renegades and the Blue Rocks go to the eighth inning. 5-4 Wilmington. Hudson Valley is losing. The 0-1. That's upstairs. One ball, one strike. The official line is that it is a 1.5 game Brooklyn lead with 3 to play. 1-1. Change up in the dirt. Miss low behind the plate. Two balls and one strike. Aberdeen up on Jersey Shore, 7-2, bottom of the sixth. Aberdeen would be the team that Brooklyn plays next week. It would be a Tuesday opener in Coney Island. The 2-1. Popped up into left center field. Weaver over from left center. He makes the catch. And Rudick flies out. By the way, if the Cyclones do make the playoffs, again, it is Tuesday at 6:30 in Coney Island. It is the beginning of a best of three against Aberdeen. But that first game is the only game of that series played in Brooklyn. There's an off day on Wednesday. And then Thursday, Friday, in Aberdeen. Pitch to Ramirez. Alex takes the slider down and away for ball one. And that method has been used a lot in the minor leagues, so it's not a new thing. Three-game series, you want to go to two towns. How do you do it? You can't really do home, home, and home, so you start at the low seed. The 1-0. Alex takes the slider down and away. Ball two. 3-0 Brooklyn, top of the ninth. Base is clear. Two outs. Good count for Ramirez. Gallagher uncorks and missed off the plate. Tried the fastball. Ball three. Single, double, RBI for the 19-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. 3-0. It's inside. Four-pitch walk. So five times to the plate for Ramirez and three times on base. Great ratio. He's aboard as Gallagher. Now turns the lineup card to JT Schwartz. So Schwartz climbs in, left-handed batter. An 0-for-3 night with a walk for JT. First pitch. Fastball. Pops the glove on the outside edge. Nothing in one. Perosa to follow, and he's been scorching hot. Two hits in his last two at-bats. Brooklyn nursing a 3-0 lead. Pitch. Cut on and miss. Back foot slider. It's nothing in two. Little after 9 o'clock, we are at the two-hour mark of this game. We are flying. Amazing pitcher's duel. Luis Moncada, 5 scoreless for Winston-Salem. Jeffrey Colon, 7 scoreless for Brooklyn. The 1-1. Flied foul, back and out of play. And check that. The count is nothing. 1-2. Brooklyn attacking the reliever Halen Green for three runs, all in the top of the seventh. Two-strike pitch. Check swing, high fastball. Schwartz went around, and the inning is over. So the Cyclones strand one, but take a 3-0 lead into the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn looking to win it next, hoping that Hudson Valley falls at Wilmington. If it all is true, it's a playoff berth. Tyson Acosta trying to wrap it up when we get back in Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach. As an exclusive member, text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Tyson Acosta needs three more outs. The Brooklyn Cyclones get that. They get a 3-0 victory. Brooklyn leads Winston-Salem 3-0 heading into the bottom of the ninth inning. It's James Beard, the nine-man, and then the top with Weaver and Atwood. James Beard, 0-for-2, right-handed swinger, speedster. First pitch, slider strike on the inside corner, nothing and one. Update from Wilmington. Hudson Valley went down 1-2-3 in the top of the eighth. The 0-1. Grounded to third. Lugo fields on one. Hop to his left. Zings it across in time. One down.
Up next, left fielder, number two.
If Hudson Valley loses and Brooklyn wins this game, that they are ahead 3-0 in with one out in the ninth, the Cyclones are going to the playoffs. First pitch to Cabrera Weaver. Swing and a miss. Weaver with three strikeouts tonight, leading off for the first time this week for Lorenzo Bundy. Acosta spins the 0-1. And the fastball sails outside. Glove side up and away. One ball, one strike. Base is clear, one out. The 1-1. Slider swoops over the knees. Strike two. Atwood on deck. Acosta kicks and deals. Got him swinging with a slider. Boy, Dyson Acosta looking sharp. He walked the first man that he faced to open up his night in the eighth, and it's been five in a row and a whole lot of strikes. So Brooklyn is one out away. 3-0 Clones. Here's Andy Atwood. Righty against the righty. First pitch. Just missed a little bit low. Tried the fastball. 1-0. Atwood has doubled tonight. One of the three hits for the dash. 1-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. Looked like kind of the same pitch the first one did. This time, Argueza called it a strike. Acosta nods yes. High kick, 1-1. Missed low. Tried to change up that time. A three spot at the top of the seventh. A little flash of lightning. And that has been it for the Cyclones tonight. 2-1. Breaking ball grounded right back towards the middle. Perosa on the backhand. Fields fires to first. In time. Brooklyn wins the game 3-0. And the Cyclones now hope that Wilmington can hold off Hudson Valley. If that happens, the Clones are in the playoffs. But the Cyclones TCB tonight may take care of business at Truist Stadium. We'll be back to wrap up this 3-0 victory next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach. As an exclusive member, text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Back here at Truist Stadium, the Cyclones beat Winston-Salem 3-0 and hope that Wilmington can hold off Hudson Valley. Well, right now it is the bottom of the eighth inning, and Wilmington is at the plate up 5-4. So the totals, the Cyclones tonight get the win. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Cyclones left 9 men on base. Winston-Salem, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error, and 3 left on. Jeffrey Colon, the victory. Haylen Green takes the loss, and the save goes to Dyson Acosta. That's number 10. Time of the game, 2 hours and 6 minutes, and a really, really, really big crowd tonight. 7,423 at Truist Stadium. So it was Cologne for 7, scoreless. Moncada for 5, scoreless. And Brooklyn in the top of the 7th inning. When it took a while, they had some base runners that did not score. The Clones exploded. Joe Swazi, go-ahead solo home run with 1 out in the 7th, and that opened the floodgates. Newton singled, Rudick singled, Ramirez brought in Rudick. 2 batters later, Perosa brought in Newton, and the Cyclones had a 3-0 lead. Dyson Acosta came in, and he mowed them all down. Acosta was phenomenal. Struck out 2, walked 1, no other hits, and Brooklyn wins the game 3-0. So that one score is what Brooklyn has to hang on for. They're all in the dugout, getting ready to party. Now they need Wilmington to do its job. Elsewhere in the league, Rome over Hickory. That game 5-2 in the top of the 8th inning. Top 7 in Jersey Shore, it is 7-2 Aberdeen. Asheville and Greenville are scoreless in Greenville. In the Mets affiliate circuit tonight, Mets taking on Miami, by the way. And we're down early in that one, 2-1. Mets are currently down 4-3 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Mets, by the way, in that game have been playing from behind a whole lot. Bottom of the 6th inning, St. Lucie is in Fort Myers, down 4-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. Double-A Binghamton lost to Portland 11-5. And Triple-A Syracuse beating Rochester 8-3. By the way, tomorrow's game is at 4 o'clock. Pre-game begins at 3:40. Stay tuned to our social media channels. It's supposed to be really nasty weather in town. And so 4 o'clock, that's also up in the air. That's the scheduled time, but just keep that in mind that it's a little bit rainy here tomorrow. So the Cyclones are hoping that Wilmington wins. And if they do, and they beat Hudson Valley, the Cyclones are going to the playoffs. That wraps it up tonight from Truist Stadium. Once again, the final Brooklyn 3 and Winston-Salem nothing. My name is Keith Radden. As always, we'll see you at the next one.